week, the AIPAC conference took place. The United States pledged its full support for Israel, while Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu stated Jerusalem al-Quds is Israel's capital. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also had a few words for American politicians on Israel and AIPAC.
نمیگیم بیاد علیه اونا مذاکره کنید. نمیتونید. در تمام دنیای غرب هیچ رجل سیاسی شجاعی پیدا نمیشه که در مقابل این صهیونیست های فاسد بیسته که مسلط شدن بر ملت های اروپایی و آمریکایی.
For President Obama and for me and for this entire administration, our commitment to Israel's security and Israel's future is rock solid, unwavering, enduring, and forever.
The Jewish people were building Jerusalem 3,000 years ago, and the Jewish people are building Jerusalem today. Jerusalem is not a settlement, it's our capital. In Jerusalem, my government has maintained the policies of every single Israeli government since 1967.
Clinton underlined that the White House has decided to increase the budget to further Israel's military capabilities. Since 1987, the U.S. has provided Israel with an average of around $2 billion a year in military hardware and finance. In 2007, Washington increased its military aid to Israel to over $3 billion. Clinton also slammed the findings of a UN report on Israel's war crimes in Gaza.
The United States has also led the fight in international institutions against anti-Semitism and efforts to challenge Israel's legitimacy. We did lead the boycott of the Durban conference, and we repeatedly voted against the deeply flawed Goldstone report.
The Goldstone report slams Israel for committing war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. It proposes that Israeli officials who took part in the atrocities be prosecuted by the International Criminal Court. Israel's 22-day offensive against Gaza claimed the lives of around 1,400, mostly civilian, Palestinians. Clinton also seemed to attempt to present Iran's nuclear program as a threat to Israel's security. She said further sanctions against Iran over its nuclear program would take time to achieve. Clinton again emphasized that the White House is determined to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. The United States and its European allies are pushing for tougher sanctions against Iran over its nuclear energy program. They allege that Tehran is covertly after atomic weapons. However, the IAEA inspectors have refuted such allegations in their reports, and Tehran insists its nuclear energy program is to produce electricity for its runaway domestic demand.